kindness is better than anger.
Give it, shouted Milo. Bad dog.
Milo ran across the yard, chasing after Luna, who would not bring the frisbee back.
You stupid dog.
He swung a big stick at her, but she darted out of the way just in time.
Milo, shouted Mom. What are you doing?
Bring that stick over here.
She won't give me the frisbee.
Milo gritted his teeth and stomped over. She's a stupid dog.
Sit here, said Mom, as she walked toward Luna.
She squatted down at the edge of the porch and clapped her hands. Luna, come here, girl. Bring the frisbee. Luna trotted over, wagging her tail. But just before she got there, she turned away. Luna, come here, Mom repeated. She clapped her hands again, and Luna brought the frisbee right over. Mom petted her and hugged her and threw it again. This time, Luna came right back and sat next to her on the porch.
Milo, your mean words and actions toward Luna won't bring her back to you. She gets scared and might even become angry.
The Bible tells us good people are kind to their animals, but a mean person is cruel. Animals can tell when you're being kind or when you're being angry. Just like you, they want to run away from an angry person. And if you hurt them, oftentimes they'll hurt you back. That's not ever what you want to happen. Luna is not stupid. In fact, she was being very smart when she darted out of the way of that stick.
Milo covered his face with his hands. He felt pretty bad about what he had just done. He looked over at Luna.
I'm sorry, Luna. I don't want to hurt you.
It's important to think before we say or do things that might hurt someone, said Mom. Don't let your feelings of anger or frustration cause you to do the wrong thing.
Milo threw the frisbee again. Luna did not come, but Milo called her in a kind voice and clapped his hands like Mom did. After she ran around a bit, she brought the frisbee back. This time, Milo hugged her, and it sort of looked like she smiled back at him.